My daughter, on this day, 8 years ago, your mother came to me. That was the end of her story as she breathed her last to come to me. There was no more that she could do. And that's the same for every single one of you. When you breathe your last, there's no more that you can do. So therefore, you have to do well your time on earth. But my daughter, her story was carried on by you. And my son, her story was carried on by you. Her story continues. Her songs continue to teach her life witness. I brought her to me, and you sang, "She's with you, Lord." And not only for your ears, and not only, my daughter, for your ears, for you were in a place to cry out, wondering, "Lord, I need to know, is she with you?" So this ministered to you and taught you. My son, the song is not just for her, and it's not just for you, but it was for her family, because her witness shall carry on. This which took place as you set up the camera to capture whatever God might give you that night in the living room, that's my hand to carry on the witness of Rosalia Salan. She did her part. My daughter, she did to you in part what it was of her life into you, even though you left at a young age. But it came back full circle because I brought you to my kingdom. And as the jailer cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" "Believe on the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, and you will be saved and your household." And because of you, my daughter, she was able to come to me. Because of your witness, you were to her a very strong testimony. She marveled at how God took one daughter, one child of hers, on a completely different journey. And your trajectory took you to places that she could only wonder and imagine. And yet you were there. My daughter, you were her pride and joy, as you were also to your father, who is also with me, because he believed. And you, my daughter, were the agent of salvation to bring the good news to Humberto. He did not miss the boat. Now, my children, this is a very important chapter in the story that you can play and testify and share through your writings and through the music. You have the story. You have the witness. And my son, you have on video the inspiration, "She's with me." It came forth out of your lips as you were obedient to the heavenly vision to play and sing what I showed you. She's dancing with you, Yeshua. She's dancing with you. You're holding her tight, giving her sight that she never knew. These are the witness of the Spirit, the confidence and the encouragement. Because everyone wonders, "Where will I go when I die?" Yeshua is the first one who came back from the other side. And he said, "It's a great place. I've gone there, and I shall go there to prepare you your place. And I shall come again for certain and bring you with me." so that you too can be with Yeshua. What a story. What a witness. People are longing for the assurance of their salvation. And this song is a very strong witness how it came about. And you have the evidence of it. You can bring them step by step on a journey of witness. And my daughter, through this, your mother's witness carries on long after she's gone from this earth. And that's how it should be for all of my children. That your life has been a witness. As you get older, your past becomes your story, and it should not be hidden from view. Every day, many, many of my children die. They come to me, but left in the attic, or in some box hidden away, or some place that no one left on earth even knows about, are their remains, the stories of their life, the music they wrote, the things they did that were a good witness. And when they see the glories of heaven and they meet me, one of the things that's in their heart is, oh Lord, all that you gave me. Oh, can I not somehow touch them back there to open up that box and read the stories and see the pictures and hear the songs? Please, Lord, can you send someone? Touch someone. But often it's gone. Someone comes along, a relative who has to clean up sister's mess, and he doesn't know and he doesn't care less. And he throws it out. The witness. Yes, there are some things in heaven that you'll wish that you could have done differently while you were on earth. And if only you could get that message now in your heart before you leave, you would then work hard to get your task done. Yeshua said, "It is finished. I have done everything, Father, that you've sent me to do. And now, into thy hands, I commit my spirit." Yeshua was not undone. He finished the work for which he had come. And he gave the Ruach HaKodesh, blew upon them with tongues of fire on the day of Shavuot. And the body of Messiah was born on earth, the spiritual entity that would then carry on his work. My daughter, your mother's witness can again be her testimony through you. Because this is an amazing witness that is supernatural. You have all of the names of your family on both sides who came for Tatai's funeral. They did a good job to organize the family trees. And you have a very important place, my daughter. You can be a connected witness to these. You can bring to them the song, "She's with you, Lord." You can bring to them a witness of your life and how you have given your all to the Lord. You can be a witness of one who went away to find her dreams, her fame, and her fortune, and she found the pearl of great price, and she lives in America, the land of promise. It will stir them. It will give them hope. it will cause them to say, I want to be like Hilda Cassandra. I want to live in such a way where I give God the opportunity to do something big with my life as you've done in hers. My daughter, you and your family shall be saved. You have been strong and you've witnessed, and you've done so in the death of your mother and father. You have declared to them in the time that you visited them, this is the will and the word of Yahweh. You have brought to them strength, comfort, direction. They have not forgotten. You have the authority, as did the apostles, who knew me and walked with me. This was what gave them the authority. We knew him. We walked with him. We were his disciples. My daughter, tell them, you have the authority, for you know me, you walk with me, and you are my witness to bring your mother's witness and your father's witness to them, and to bring your life's witness. And these things will cause even the young ones who look up to you, it will bring them to salvation. Hide not yourself. You have the accreditations. Both of you, my children, I'm excited for you, but I'm also aware that the enemy will try to hinder you. He will use everything possible. My son, I'll remove it if you'll let me, and I will prepare you for the removal thereof, so that when it happens, you won't be disappointed, but rather you will rejoice and say, the will of Yahweh be done. My daughter, I'm going to prepare you. I will speak to your spirit. I will set your heart at a place where you'll be ready. And when it takes place, you will rejoice and say, yes, Yahweh, you've done another one. And the things that you have had to let go, you will let them go joyfully. Because you'll know that like a boat that has to take the rope and unmoor it from the pier, you have to do it in order to get on your way to fulfill your calling. And my daughter, there's times when the rope has kept you tied. You're the boat. The pier is all those things of the past. You have to untie the rope. And you have to cast off restraint so that you can get on with this work. And the two of you are in this boat together. And everyone sees that you're together. And everyone rejoices that you're together. Because you are a man of your word, my son. And you are a woman of worth, my daughter, who is obedient to the call to stand together with your husband to fulfill God's will, to take worship to the nations. And it will be a beautiful sending off. My daughter, I've anchored you here in Orlando with Ian. You are imparting into him the things, the threads, the ropes, the ties, the intrinsic connections that will keep him on the path for me. Your faithfulness, your tenacity. He hears you reading the Bible day after day. He knows you're serious about the Lord your God. Don't worry if he says things that may mock you or taunt you. That's just what his independent mind wants to do. But your steadfastness has been a thread, a rope through his heart of connectedness with you and with the Lord your God. It's really important that you've been here for him. He may say to you, but why? Because of the lack, the need, we don't have the money coming in. Don't worry. He knows that you are here because I've told you to help him. And he is grateful, though he may not say it very often. But he will say it more often as the truth of this sinks in. He's going to look back, my daughter, years from now, and he's going to see that both of you paid a price to bring him to this school, to bring him to this place, to live here with him, to help him find his feet and then begin to run his race. Let not your heart be troubled about any of these things. He'll be ungrateful, but in other times he will hug you and embrace. This is the true heart of Ian, my daughter. And because you've been faithful and you believed in me, salvation will come to your household. And certainly this includes Ian. I will use him as a witness, and your witness will live in him. The book is even being written right now. So take out pen, take out paper, jot down the things that come into your heart, because this is his story, but it's really your story through him and his story that will come through you. Write out his story, because he's a part of you. Certainly this is a day to bear witness and bring testimony of the Lord your God, who gave you this song. She's with you, Lord. Be certain to put it out, make it available, and send it personally through messenger to all of those who are your friends, Cassandra, that they might know from your heart the witness of your mom and the witness of you and how your witness brought her to the saving faith of Yeshua. You can put this as one entry in Facebook that you can then send to all your friends on this special day to honor your mother. My son, you can do the same together with your wife on your Facebook page. Together, let this be a declaration of the witness of Yahweh, your God, to bring my daughter into my kingdom and to bring my song of reassurance as a witness to the nations. Bring forth and put it on your website. Bring forth and send it. Let this be an opportunity to give a good witness, because that's what it is after all. Yeshua said, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world." How exciting is that? My daughter, that you can send this song and your witness all around to friends in parts of the world that are so far away from you. And they can see it immediately and hear it and read the words. They can hear the tears. Remember, you're to present a story. This is not just a song, but this is a progressive story of what happened to you, what happened to your mom, how you helped her to find her way home, and how I gave the assurance. Even though you couldn't be at the funeral, yet was there such a clear witness. Now, my son, just remember how faithful I have been. After all, without me, you'd be undone. But because I'm in you, and because you've taken out by faith your keyboard and set up your camera and your recorder, out comes the song. Because you're faithful, my son. And every time you sit down at the keyboard, I bring forth songs. Some old, some new, some prophetic, some from you, but all of them as a witness that I am at work in you. My son, don't hesitate. Go ahead, take the plunge, and let the world see the witness of your wife, and let the world know how I've used you. Let this witness be complete. Steve Kuban. Cassandra Salan Kuban. This is your witness. This is my word to you, my children, today, on this special day, February 26, 2019.